Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, a major announcement. Victory Heights for the University of Pittsburgh. And joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Athletic Director Heather Like. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Panther Nation.
You had quite a day and night yesterday with this announcement as a dynamic shift in the future of Pitt athletics. So how do you encapsulate what transpired here in less than 24 hours?
Well, yesterday was a historic day in the sense that, our chancellor and our board of trustees supported and wanted us to announce the vision for Victory Heights. And this project really will transform our athletic campus and, really demonstrate our commitment to comprehensive excellence. And we're going to build facilities that are going to directly impact 16 of our 19 teams in a, really significant way and give our coaches and student athletes the tools and resources necessary to go compete for ACC and national championships.
As is typical with most university athletic programs, the football and basketball programs get a lot of attention and a lot of love for obvious reasons. But you've gone out of your way in your tenure to make sure that the other athletes in sports get and kind of share that love. And you took a big step in that yesterday, announcing the 3,500-seat arena that will be utilized for gymnastics, volleyball, and wrestling. And those coaches and student-athletes really responded to it.
Yes, they did. I mean, there's no question. Football and basketball at Pitt are, our primary economic drivers and certainly where the attention will always be, and that's an awesome thing. And I think those programs are led by terrific people and in a really good spot. But you have to continue to invest in them also. But to your point, there's no question we needed to focus on our other teams. They really had tough conditions. I know everybody, the field house is historic and some great memories there, but pretty dated. And so this will elevate, all of these other programs in a significant way. And it's a strength conditioning center. It's our sports medicine center. It's mental wellness, our nutrition, all of that for those teams of the 16 teams. And so it will really enhance their experience as a student athlete at Pitt.
And there are some projects underway, but the vision and the plan to accomplish all of what you laid out yesterday will take how long?
We will break ground in the summer of 2021, and the arena and the sports performance complex will open in the fall of 2023. And then our indoor track and band complex will open the following year in 2024. So by 2024, it will absolutely look significantly different in Oakland and at Pitt.
One of the things that I don't think, and I mentioned this yesterday, Heather, as a native of Pittsburgh, sometimes people in the region kind of take things for granted, and I understand how that happens, but University of Pittsburgh is a great academic and athletic university, and one of the things that may surprise people is didn't have your own track, and there you have Herb Douglas approaching 98, gold medalist Olympian who remembers the days back when, as you pointed out, he was around before the cathedral was built. You don't have your own track.
Yeah, I was shocked when I got to Pitt and realized that. Obviously it just gives you an opportunity to create space. And I think that's one of the things that, so many people said, you're landlocked. There's no opportunity to do this. And thankful to Chancellor Gallagher and our board for saying, Heather, here's a footprint of land. See what you can fit on that footprint. And certainly an indoor track complex was a priority and a need. And so we found a way, and we're grateful for that. And there's no question, Herb, having Herb Douglas in the audience yesterday, as you said, at almost 98 years old, who sharper than everybody in the room together, and it, you know, meant a lot to us and to me personally. He's been a dear friend and a mentor and just a wonderful representative for Pitt.
And he's not just a treasure in what he's done; is he's still working, as the chancellor pointed out. He was a soundboard in your plans to roll this out.
Yeah, you can't talk to Herb Douglas and not have a conversation about when is the track coming. And he was persistent, you know, and I got a really nice note from a board member, John Paluzzi, who said, Heather, hard work and perseverance always pays off. And, that's what Herb Douglas was about. I mean, he was persistent, and we have persevered, and we get a chance to open a new indoor track and a band complex together. And so he will get what is necessary and needed and well-deserved.
It's great to see you utilized the experience and mind of someone like Herb Douglas and all of the others. So congratulations, and I'm guessing you are accepting donations.
Absolutely. We have our new website, hailtopitt.com, and there's no question. I would just say that I want to say thank you to all the donors and people who do support Pitt Athletics, the season ticket holders, the fans, the students. You make a difference, and not just in your investment, but in just being at the events. So hailtopitt.com, there's a link to Victory Heights. Invest today. We're grateful for it.
A woman with a great vision. Heather Like, thank you, and good luck on Victory Heights.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you having me on. Hail to Pitt.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.